This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Live from Salem, State Representative Virgil Osborne with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How you doing?
Well, it's a busy day around here, a little frantic craziness with the snow coming down. I guess I'll ask at the front end before we get into legislative things, do you have snow in Salem this morning?
You know, we just had a light dusting up here. I, from the photos I've seen, I don't think we didn't get near as much snow as you guys got down there, which I'm not complaining.
Well, it's interesting. We've got anything from a little bit to a half a foot in places around the Umpqua Valley. But let's talk about the legislature. Wow. And what has been going on for you in the past week? What are some of the things you've been working on?
Yeah, it's been super busy, as you can imagine. We're in full swing right now. Everybody's dropping bills, and we're doing lots of public hearings. You probably saw some of mine. I think we put them up on our social media, our 2433 bill that is a cap tax ceiling adjustment. And we also had another bill that we did for the counties to help get some relief for the from the Oregon Health Plan for inmates that are in prison but have lost their OHP.
Yeah, let's talk.
My two biggies.
Let's talk about that cat tax one. I've seen a number of questions about that. We had a story up on that. Explain what's behind your thoughts there on that legislation.
So, my office, we did quite a bit of research on the cat tax, and what we found was that in Oregon, roughly 20,000 businesses qualify for the, $1 million and just over $1 million ceiling, which they have to pay the tax if they're over $1 million. And what it turns out is if we raise that ceiling to $5 million, I think it was roughly like 13,600 businesses actually would not be responsible to pay that tax. But of all of the money that comes in from those businesses that are, the $1 million plus, it's a very low percentage of the overall income from the cat tax. So really what we found was that it's really hurting small businesses that are, $1 million, $1 million, $2 million. They're going back and paying the cat tax. And it's based on your gross, not what you actually profit. So if you sell $1 million of, product in a year and you lose $10,000, overall, then you still pay the 0.5% tax on the $1 million. So it's we're looking to try to relieve some of the small business and help keep them from passing on the price increase to the customers as well.
Well, and I know there's been some concern there because there are especially certain types of items where the cost for a particular item may be a lot, but yet the profit margin is small. So that kind of weighs into this whole equation.
Yeah, especially with in times recently with the inflation and with what's been going on with COVID. And I mean, businesses are struggling right now just to keep the doors open. And some of the restaurants, after they pay their, restaurants are not immune to this. They also have the same ceiling that everybody else has. So after they pay their staff, pay their food costs, et cetera, they might only make 2 or 3%. Well, the cat tax is going to take a half of that away. So, it's basically a sales tax that was put in place that really is hurting business. And we're looking for some relief, especially for the smaller businesses. Potentially, maybe we'll ask the larger businesses like the Nikes, the $100 billion plus businesses to shoulder more of that. But the overall amount is actually pretty minimal.
What are you hearing in terms of response from around the buildings to your proposal?
It was pretty amazing. I had the hearing last Thursday, and when I actually came into work, I opened up we have a program that, kind of monitors all the stuff that we're doing, and I opened it up, and I did not realize we had 40-plus letters of support from different chambers of commerce and businesses from all around the state, and I believe most Republicans have signed on to it, and I believe some Democrats as well are potentially going to sign on to it. I think, it doesn't really matter. It's a bipartisan bill. It doesn't really matter if you're Republican or Democrat. It helps business, and we all need to do that. Business makes us run.
What about other things you're working on right now?
So you probably noticed on my social media, Sheriff Hanlon came up last Tuesday and testified on a bill that I'm carrying right now it's a really strange situation. And I don't know if it was just an oversight in Oregon statute when it happened, but When you're arrested, as soon as you become incarcerated in the county jail, you lose your Oregon health plan. And the burden of health care goes back on the county to take care of you, which in most cases is not a huge deal because, you know, we have general health care available. But in the event that there's a catastrophic event or, you know, potentially you break a leg or something like that, all of the burden of the medical expense goes back onto the county. So I have a bill that would actually put that back on OHP, so you don't lose your OHP when you're, you know, arrested until you're convicted. And once you're convicted, it kind of starts a whole different process. But sometimes it takes, you know, it could take a year to get to actually be convicted if you're in jail for, you know, whatever you are.
So what was the response to Sheriff Hanlon's testimony and to this proposal?
Yeah, I think most people didn't realize this was even an issue, and once they realized it, you know, the majority of folks were like, "Wow, this really needs to be fixed." And Sheriff Hanlon, as always, just gave outstanding testimony. You know, I'm not sure that I think it actually is recorded. You can always go back and look at it, but you know, he came with facts and figures, and also representing the Oregon Sheriff's Association and the chiefs of police as well. And it was just a really, really well done testimony on his behalf. So it's positive, very positive, Kyle.
So before we wrap up here, what's ahead in the next few days for you?
Well, in my committees, we're super busy right now. There's a lot of bills going through. You know, everything from there's some bills that are looking at the procedures in buying and selling, you know, cars, new and used, that type of thing, changing some laws, that type of stuff. And really, for the next several weeks, that's just what we're going to do. We're going to be in hearings. Energy is a big one. The Energy and Climate Committee that I'm on, we are hearing new things pretty much twice a week. So it's crazy. I never know what's going to come up next until we hear about it. So, yeah.
Busy times in Salem. A check-in there with State Representative Virgil Osborne. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. I appreciate it.
8:40 at the Morning Report.